Welcome to the PT Student Center. I am your host, Dr. Sarah Falbo, and I'm a new grad DPT helping physical therapy students just like you get through school on their first try debt-free. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the PT Student Center. My name is Sarah Falbo, and happy October 2nd, 2022. It's kind of crazy. It's already October, and holidays are coming soon. I always feel like October 1st, when that hits, I feel like Halloween just comes so fast, and then Thanksgiving, and then Christmas, and then New Year's, and before you know it, it's 2023, and the final quarter of 2022 has just like gone. Anyway, I'm excited for this episode today. I got this question from a student who had asked, how can I work full-time in PT school? And I thought to myself, that's an interesting question. I'm going to dive into more of that. I'm going to answer it a little bit and also dive into my story and how you can actually do that if that's what you are really looking to do. And some questions I would ask that person as well. This is what I actually did ask them and what I would have asked my past self to really clarify why, you know, what is it that you want to do by working full-time in PT school and that kind of stuff. So anyway, like I said, this is episode 6 already. Happy Sunday. I feel like I have missed out on some weekly updates in a while. I haven't been doing it for a little while. And so today I'm going to start with weekly updates really quickly and then dive into it because this past week, for those of you who don't know, down in Florida, there was a hurricane. I live in Florida. Hurricane Ian was insane. Not where I live. Thank God it missed where I'm at. It looked like it was headed straight for Tampa and then veered a little bit more south when it hit landfall. And so I feel so lucky. My heart goes out to all the people who were actually like really impacted by this. And my roommate said this the other day. She was like, man, so this was her first hurricane experience. She just moved down here this year. And proximity to something like that really changes your view on things. I don't know about you guys. I don't know if any of you are down in Florida. I hope you are safe. But it really does. It really changes your perspective. And so I hope you guys are doing well out there. If any of you are looking to support people going through a hurricane who don't have power, who don't have water, who no longer have a home, all that kind of stuff, definitely go and support the National Hurricane Fund, the Hurricane Relief Fund. So anyway, so other updates, I am currently training for an Ironman, for those of you who don't know. And because of the hurricane, it was postponed. My training was postponed a little bit. And so I'm a little bit behind, but I'm excited getting back to it after it being on hold a little bit this week. Almost finished with the strength assessment portion, which is cool. I got a coach. We're doing strength assessments. And this week, really diving into the actual endurance portion in addition to the strength portion. So those are two of the weekly updates. Last weekly update, you guys, I'm really looking to create like an exclusive group for you to guide you step by step through PT school debt-free on your first try. And I'm trying to figure out the details of like what you want included and figuring out where to host it. And I feel like people just even 5 years younger than me are not even on Facebook anymore. Anyway, that's a little side rant. I would love to hear feedback from you guys if that is something you're interested in. I will dive more into it in another episode. So diving into today though. All right. So somebody had asked me, how can you work full time in physical therapy school? And I know when I was in undergrad, I Googled this too. I said, you know, I don't want to have a lot of debt after school. I thought, you know, college is something I really wanted to do in undergrad specifically. And I wanted to finish it without feeling like trapped by all of the loans, without feeling like I finally got this degree to get this career, this job, this next step that I wanted to do. And I didn't want to feel like it was at such a high cost to me financially, right? And I know many of you have done that too. And I'd love to know down below, have you guys Googled that? Have you Googled how to pay for school? Because that was me. I Googled that stuff in high school. And if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, if you're listening to the podcast, come and tune in to the Student Physical Therapist Network group on Facebook. You can come and interact. I would love to see your responses. I see some people in here putting down their kids' names like, yeah, I don't know how I'm going to pay for school. There's a lot of questions around this, right? And a lot of fear around this because it is a big cost. And so this is something this person asked me, and they were actually, this is somebody that I met at a conference. I've had this question multiple times. I had it this weekend as well. But the one that stuck out to me was this conference that I went to a few years ago. I met this person. He actually was working full-time already, and he was a restaurant manager in PT school. And basically his life consisted of a lot of late nights, a lot of low sleep, high stress, and frankly, not enough money to show for it, all of his efforts. And this was kind of a sad story for me to hear because this person was looking for other ways to graduate debt-free. And in his mind, working full-time during PT school was the only way to do it. And I'm not here to say, oh my God, you should all be entrepreneurs. You should do this, this, and this. I'm just sharing with you like the options, what I've heard from students, and that you don't necessarily have to be working 40 hours a week in addition to going to school. And oftentimes, your program may not even allow that. Some programs require you to sign a contract that says, like, I'm not going to work more than 29 hours a week while I'm a student here. Because they want you to pass their classes, right? And they want to protect their pass rates. And so you working actually can impact that. And I don't know what this person's situation was at their school, but obviously whether they signed anything or not, they still worked full time and they still did the thing. And even at the end of it, they didn't pay for all of their schooling. Like it wasn't enough. And so what I would like to ask those people who also asked this question and what I would have asked my past self who also Googled this, I would have said, okay, so number one, why is that the way? And I'd love to hear from you guys down below if you have an answer to this. Why is working full time in PT school the way, quote unquote, if you can't see me, air quotes, to pay for your schooling? And I know many of you, maybe that's the way that your parents think you should pay for it. I know for me, that was the main way that I had thought you should pay for school or for whatever it is that you want to do. I was like, oh, you just need to work more hours and you just need to do X, Y, and Z because that's what I was told. And it's not necessarily the case. And so number two, really the question becomes if the way, quote unquote, to pay for school is spending lots and lots of hours working either full-time or part-time or whatever it might be, the question now also becomes, how do you manage your priorities and your mental well-being while you're working full-time in school? And if you actually have answers, please put them down below. This is what I would have asked my past self, because let me tell you, in undergrad, I worked my ass off. Although I didn't have one single full-time job, I worked 2 to 3 jobs throughout all 4 years of undergrad in order to graduate debt-free, which I did for undergrad. But let me tell you, that was not the case for PT school, because PT school, first of all, is like double the cost of undergrad, depending on where you go, of course. But for me, it was about double the cost and it was only 3 years, you know? And so I just could not have that same effort and energy and time put into the same jobs that I was doing in undergrad for grad school, because it wasn't even going to come close to the same like return for me, right? And so in undergrad, I know even though I worked so much and even though I graduated debt-free, if I could go back and talk to my past self, I would have really asked past Sarah, been like, hey, so I know you want to graduate debt-free. I know you want to do all of this stuff, but what is a priority in your life right now? How can you maintain your friendships, maintain your relationships, maintain your mental health and your activity and your own physical health too? I gained a lot of weight in undergrad. I probably from freshman year to senior year gained like 30 pounds or so. And that like was a lot due to working so much and not having time, aka not making time to do the things that I really needed to do for my own body. And so that is the second thing that I would ask you guys, and also my past self. And the third thing is, what are some other creative ways that you can make money? Let's say working full time, you decide is not actually the thing you want to do, but obviously you still have to make that trade-off to an extent. No matter what you do, there is some initial trade-off in order to make some money, right? You have to trade some kind of time in order to make some kind of money. And whether that time is spent a lot up front for more passive quote unquote gains later, or whether it's a, you know, hour to dollar exchange, it doesn't matter. For me, I have a short story of me in undergrad. I used to work at the YMCA and I worked at the front desk. I worked as a group exercise instructor. I did personal training. I was like up on the gym floor working. I would go travel to different workplaces and teach group exercise during their lunch breaks. Like I did almost everything you could at the Y. And I worked crazy hours. I would get up at 3 a.m., go open at the Y, because you know people were in line at 3:45 a.m. to open it at 4. And then I would work till like 8 a.m., go to class, go drive somewhere to teach a group exercise class during their lunch break, go back to class. Then I would go and close at the Y or go to Olive Garden, work at Olive Garden until whatever time the last person was eating, like 10 p.m., whatever it might be. And then I would rinse and repeat. And it was crazy. It was crazy. And it's not something I would necessarily recommend for my past self or for many of you, if that's just, if you have a better option. And so for me, I actually quit working at the Y, and I also quit Olive Garden because what I did is I signed up on an online platform and I taught flute lessons. I did tutoring. I did conversational English. I did a lot of random things through a platform. And I charged what I wanted to charge. And then that platform took a percentage. And it was so much more money than all of my hours at the Y. And I thought to myself, man, if only I had known this option sooner. And this is, I'm not saying all of you should do that. But I'm just saying you have other options that you might not even be aware of that you could start doing to have an impact on your future self. So then you could walk across that stage in grad school, finally get your DPT and not have to worry about as many loans, or maybe not even have to worry about any loans. Maybe after you finish grad school, you could actually have extra money in your bank account and go freaking backpack across Europe, go to New Zealand, go wherever you want to go and do whatever you want to do to celebrate your years and years of effort to get to that point. And that is just crazy to think about. And if I could go back and talk to my past self, those are the three things I would have asked her. I would have said, like, why is working full-time the way? And how are you going to manage your priorities and mental well-being and physical well-being, right? Because it all goes together while you are exchanging hours for money. And then what are some other creative ways you can make money in those hours that you are going to be spending, no matter if it's full-time or part-time, whatever it is, in order to make the money to actually make a difference in your student loans? And I can tell you, in the probably year and a half that I worked at the Y compared to the year and a half, well, I did the online tutoring for a while, but if I were to compare hour to hour, I made $8.10 working at the YMCA, depending on which job I was doing, right? If I was at the front desk or if I was on the gym floor, if I was doing group exercise, it was a little bit more, but it was still like, I don't know, $10 an hour. This was back in 2015. It didn't pay for much. And when I did my flute lessons and conversational English and the stuff that I was doing tutoring online, I still traded time for money, but in my half hour, in my hour, actually, I made in the beginning $30 in an hour compared to the $8.10 an hour. I just like 3x the potential income by just switching the creative way that I did it. And it was online. I actually did it in the attic of the house that I lived in undergrad. And then oh, there's just so many other options. So anyway, that is a little tidbit that I want to share with you guys today. I would love to hear, what did you do that is maybe a little more creative to make money in PT school or in undergrad? And if you guys have any questions, don't hesitate to ask. You can put them down below. If you are Team Replay, put Team Replay. And I will catch you guys. We actually have a guest coming on this Tuesday and this Thursday. So Tuesday, Dover Rinaldi is coming on in the evening. And then Thursday, we have Frank Benedetto in the lunch break. So we got some cool guests coming on soon. Stay tuned. I will see you guys next Sunday as usual at 11 a.m. Eastern in this Facebook group, the Student Physical Therapist Network group. And I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye, guys. Thanks for tuning in to the PT Student Center. If you could leave a review, it would mean the world to me. It helps spread the word about the podcast so more people can actually get on their way to getting through PT school on their first try debt-free. If you want to know more about the PT Student Center, go and check us out at ptstudentcenter.com and on the socials at PT Student Center.